entertaining and informative radio for the Sunshine State.
Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Your entrepreneur hosts are Eugene Hodge and Heinzman Dukes. Gene Hodge hosts the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 10 years of experience as a talk show host on WTAN. He's also a training consultant, author, motivational speaker, and owner of Hodgepodge Training, the workforce optimizing training company. Heinzman Dukes is the co-host of the Employment Opportunity Hour and has over 15 years of experience as an entrepreneur, as the former owner of Dukes Friendly Auto Repair Shop, and a high school automotive teacher. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
They're the ones who's coming up.
Good evening. Welcome to the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where we try to help entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Mr. Dukes is not with us tonight, but I'm here, and I have a couple of special guests that are going to sit in for a minute. And we have our trusty engineer, Mr. Bobby. Bobby's the guy that makes everything work out. And Bobby, how are you doing this evening?
I'm doing well. How about yourself, Gene?
I'm doing fine.
Happy Thursday.
So anyway, for those of you new to this, we have a couple of clips that we're going to play. And so, Bobby, if you got them, let them go.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
You are welcome to Watch Me Do the Show. And I want you to see me. I want you to look at me, my scars, bumps, my color. My hair is beginning to thin out, all that sort of stuff. I want you to look at me.
You can watch a live stream of this broadcast by going to facebook.com/theopportunityhour or by going to YouTube and searching Tan Talk Radio Network. Click on the YouTube channel, then click on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour with today's date to view the live stream. All YouTube live streams are saved on the Tan Talk Radio Network YouTube channel for playback anytime.
Okay, we are here tonight. I have a couple of special guests in the studio, but tonight's session is about the qualities of an entrepreneur. And I have two guests.
Real quick, is that a French word?
Entrepreneur?
Yes.
I don't know. It's
yes,
in the dictionary.
It is.
But she's from what France. Does it mean?
Entrepreneur.
What does it mean?
But it's the same thing.
Same thing. Somebody same thing. In business. Somebody
they
going into business?
Business. Yes.
Okay.
It's the same thing.
Okay, we're meeting ourselves for the first time, and this is. I'm just going to say our special guest tonight. This is Francine. Francine, hello to our group, and tell us a little bit about who you are, right quick.
Yes, I'm Francine Sherry, and I have a small business. The name is Quality Care Escobis Inc. We're here to help elderly people. This is like an agency. Mm-hmm. And then we sell you some CNA, LPN, and nurses out there to help elderly at home. Mm-hmm. So we help them doing, we give them assistance with bathing, dressing, feeding, and ambulation. We plan and preparing their meals. We do for them light housekeeping and laundry. We companionship and socialization. And also we do medication assistance. So some people can give you medication, some people can give you assistance, mm-hmm. remind you, tell you, you know, this time to take your medication. And then we also provide, not providing, but we can help them for transportation. if they, for their daily activities, can be social activities, once you want to go into church, you want to go to grocery, you want to go, you know, mm-hmm. we're here to help them, to be with them as a companionship.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay.
And communication, sometimes they lost communication with their family,
mm-hmm.
or maybe they cannot hear well, so we help them just make some phone calls, call, okay. talk to your son, talk to your daughter, talk to your family, and let them know how you're doing, and okay. that you have somebody who's helping you. That's all of that.
Now, okay, that's great to know. Tell us a little bit about who you are in terms of your background. Who are you?
I'm Francine. Yeah. I work with a person with disability for 10 years. Mm-hmm. I had before an adult family care home. I'm also a foster parent. So mm-hmm. With COVID, many things go down. So I closed down, so I'm trying to open it again. And I'm not from here.
Where are you from?
I'm from France.
What part?
So my accent, Paris. I grew up in Paris. And my family from the Caribbean, but French Caribbean. And then okay. I'm from France. So I grew up there. My husband bring me here. My husband passed away years ago. So okay. I grow up my kids by myself. I have a boy in Navy, okay. and I have another one living in Tarpon Springs,
okay.
not too far okay. from me. So I'm a grandma, but an active grandma, somebody who's moving.
Okay.
And also, I need to put that down. I have another, that's why they call people entrepreneur. I am one, because my brain is always working. There's something going mm-hmm. on. But I was thinking about something, but it's not going to be for my business. It's going to be a part of the business.
Okay.
We're going to do something for the 55 plus
mm-hmm.
who can move. That means we can do dance, we can do so many things for them. They can be out there looking for stuff.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, great. We have a guest from, really, he's really not a guest, he's somebody that comes off and on the show.
A contributor, dare I say.
Right, he's a contributor. His name is Larry LaBelle. Larry, are you there?
Mm-hmm. Hi there.
How are you this evening?
I'm doing great. How's about you?
Oh, we're doing fine. I'm not sure if you can see us or not, but we have a guest in the studio. But it's fine. You can at least hear us. Is that correct?
Yep.
All righty. So, Larry, tell us a little bit about who you are right quick. Give you 45 seconds.
I do two things. I write resumes, and I'm a job search trainer and coach to people. And on a second level, I work with anybody who's trying to start a business to try to provide them an assistance any way I can.
Great. Okay. Okay, so we have a guest in the studio, but I thought about tonight's topic, and it's an ideal topic, and hopefully we don't put you on the spot, but we're going to put you out in front of the world here tonight.
That's okay.
But
I'm okay with that.
But I'd like to have you think about, as an entrepreneur, I'm going to talk about the qualities that I think an entrepreneur should have, and it's really not what I think. I got this out of a book. So I'm going to add what the book says, plus I'm going to give you my own comments, and Larry's going to give you some of his comments, and you can give some of your comments as well in terms of what you think an entrepreneur is and what you think an entrepreneur should be. Okay, that sound all right? Okay. But make yourself at home so that we're not going to worry about it. But, so before we get started, as an entrepreneur, but any of you entrepreneurs out there, we're live on Facebook and YouTube, and I'd like to invite you to, if you're watching the show, ask a question, put in some comments in the chat. I'll try to get to some of the comments or questions that you may ask, but we're in the process now starting to push that out there so you listeners out there can get involved. And if not, you can call the station. If you like, I'm not sure if you can see the number, but the number is 727-441-3000. But we welcome your comments and ask us any questions. We're not experts, but it's entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And so right now we're going to take a short break. And when we get back, we're going to jump right into it. This is Gene Hodge, along with my special guest, Francine. And we'll be right back.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the TAN Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the TAN Talk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000. The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now.
Money, that's what I think all of us are in business for, or all of us wants to do something centered around money. That's what I'm trying to do, and hopefully if you're an entrepreneur, you're trying to do that as well. But this is about entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. And I'm assuming you're in business because you'd like to make a little bit of money, too.
Of course.
Okay, we're here with my special guest, Francis, and I'm talking about qualities that an entrepreneur should have. Okay, so if you're are thinking about becoming an entrepreneur, I'd like to have you think about what do you think you need to have as a quality, and feel free to give us a call or put something in the chat. But as an experienced entrepreneur, tell us what you think you need as well, because that's what we're here for, and it's about entrepreneurs sharing with other entrepreneurs, so there's no right or wrong or anything like that. Mr. Larry, you still there?
Yep.
Okay, our special... My co-host, Mr. Larry LaBelle on the other end. Larry's a training consultant. He helps people to find employment, as well as he's an entrepreneur. And so, Larry, I'm going to be giving you some time to talk about, to add on any of the qualities that you think that an entrepreneur should have. And if we do this the way I'm visualizing it, with three people in the room here, we'll have maybe three sayings on the same topic. Okay, that okay with you, Larry?
Yes, it is.
Okay, the first one is a visionary. An entrepreneur must have a vision of something that they want to do.
That's right.
So whatever that is that they want to do, they have to visualize it or do something in order to say, I'd like to start a business. And so one of the qualities of anyone who would like to have a future business is, what kind of vision do you have of that business or of yourself in terms of being able to start a business? But what do you visualize in terms of whatever it is that you would like to create? But anyway, so that's my interpretation in terms of a quality. Larry, how about you?
Well, I think one thing that's really important, I think, you have to have an incredible can-do attitude.
And can-do attitude.
Problems, you see them as opportunities for learning.
Okay, great. And Francine?
Yes.
Yes, what type of quality?
Creative. You have to be creative.
Okay.
Your vision is something, but you have to be able to create things, because that your vision first, and then you have to be creative. And focus on what you want to do.
Okay, all right, that's good. Okay, the next one. I got 15 of them, so this is number two. And Bobby, if you like, do you want to add something about an entrepreneur? Because
oh, I think
you're on your way there.
Maybe.
And what do you think a quality of an entrepreneur might
I don't
be?
Like to say a perfectionist, but someone who never settles.
Someone who never settles.
Who always knows they can get better, get better, get better. May not mean that everything's in line, but they can always improve one skill or one aspect of their skills.
So. Okay. Okay. And we just have someone who just popped their head in just now and sat down. Tell us who you are very quickly. I know who you are.
I'm Brian. I Cash Claws. I do a radio show and put out a magazine. And I'll tell you what Henry Ford did. Henry Ford was not educated, right? So the Chicago Sun wrote that he was illiterate. And he was so he sued them. He was the first one to sue a newspaper. And he won the lawsuit. And what he did is he had buttons underneath his desk. He didn't know math.
Mm-hmm.
So what he did is when he needed a math question, he pushed a button. So a good entrepreneur is realizing where your weaknesses are, right? But hire people that are strong where you're weak. So let's say if you're like this internet stuff from my age where I'm at,
mm-hmm.
I really don't even know how to turn on a computer.
That's
but
good.
What you do then is find someone that does love the computer,
okay,
and hire them to do your stuff, especially when they love what they do. So you find someone says, I hate sales. Mm-hmm. Would you hire that person to be your salesman? In other words, if you love what you do, you've never worked a day in your life.
Now, would that be a quality or?
That's a quality of an entrepreneur is to realize you have weaknesses, but put people that are strength in those weaknesses.
Okay.
So then what he did is Henry Ford also, you guys want to make $50? Who wants to make $50? If you can answer this question. So here's an entrepreneur thinking outside the box.
Mm-hmm.
That's what they also do. They're visionaries.
Okay.
They don't listen to people saying you can't. It's not Mexican, it's Mexican. So think of this. He had boxes delivered to him, right? Everything came in crates. There was no cardboard back then. Everything was in boxes made of wood. And he told this guy, look, you're going to be sending me all these parts. If you put the hole here and the hole here 3 inches on each side of the crates, the wooden crates, you got the deal. And the guy said, well, why would you want me to put a hole here 3 inches and a hole here 3 inches? What was the answer Henry Ford gave?
I don't know.
Anybody know?
Because he didn't.
Bobby? No, because the Model T, the first car, was made of wood, right? The floor was in wood.
Right.
So when he would take the crates apart, he realized that wood could be made the floorboard. And guess what that hole went was the gear shift.
Okay.
So not only did he make use of the wood, but he also had it to where it was already manufactured to where it could be just laid on the floor.
Okay.
That's an entrepreneur.
Okay, we're talking about qualities of an entrepreneur that you might think an entrepreneur should have. And so I gave my interpretation, your interpretation. I got 15 of them to go through. And so we're going to go right down the line here.
And what did Francine say?
She gave her answer already.
Oh, too late.
But we're just on number one. So number two is being willing to sacrifice. So being willing to sacrifice as a quality, what does that like mean to you as an entrepreneur?
Well, to me, the word sacrifice itself, the word means, in a spiritual sense. Say you have a ham sandwich and you're walking out of the store and you see a homeless guy, right? And you know you're hungry, but you see a homeless guy. Do you sacrifice your sandwich even though you're hungry to give it to the homeless guy? And I do that sometimes with, and I'll just to get the point across, with bitterness. In other words, I'm really hungry, but I see a homeless guy. From a spirituality standpoint, sacrifice is the first word. When you look up the word sacrifice, mm-hmm. the first word you look up when you look up the word spirituality, the first word in the dictionary is sacrifice. So, like, for an example, say a business owner, everybody gets paid before the business owner.
Okay, so that would be a quality True. That an entrepreneur may have.
Right, so you sacrifice the fact that you don't get paid, mm-hmm. right? You make okay. you got to make sure your people are paid first.
Okay, Larry, what do you got to say?
I think for me, someone who believes in his staff and supports them, if you don't do that, nothing works.
Okay. Okay, you think that's quality to have. Okay.
Sacrifices can be made in any ways in what you are doing as an entrepreneur. Like Brian just gave an example about payment. It's not only payment, it's always the job to do. It's always the time to spend to, you know, on what you want mm-hmm. to do. So people are not going to stay for you that time. You don't have nobody to work tonight.
Sacrifice. Think of it like this. If you were getting ready to start a business or you have a business, what qualities would qualify you to be an entrepreneur that we would see, I would think?
Like you just say, you love what you're doing.
Okay.
Like when you like helping people, that's what it is. You help okay. people because that's something you love doing.
Okay.
Of course, it became a job, but first, that's because you love what you're doing.
Okay.
The ability to delegate, because you'll never be able to expand.
The willing to sacrifice doing something?
If you can't. But I'm saying that as a characteristic, is the ability to delegate. Otherwise, you'll never be able to expand if you continue to be the chief cook, bottle washer, and everything else, you know.
Okay. Now I'm going to go.
If you, I mean, obviously, it all falls back on you, but.
And then another word is time. Time is a currency that can't be replaced, right? So you sacrifice your time also to where maybe, you know, people that work 9 to 5, right? But to be an entrepreneur, you need to sacrifice your time and maybe work 9 to 9.
Okay. Yep. Okay.
Exactly.
Okay, let me get another one. Not swayed by others is a quality. What would you say about that as an entrepreneur?
Quality? You have to be
not swayed by other people's opinions. I would take that as what you're saying. Right? You're not like.
So just says not swayed by others. Yeah.
But other people's opinions. So say someone says, like you, say someone like him, oh, stop doing the radio show, Gene. No, you know, they're giving their opinion, right? Mm-hmm. The only opinion that matters is what's in your heart, right? Mm-hmm. And generally, when you give your opinion, that's how you get into controversy. If you want to stay out of controversy, really, don't give your opinion on outside issues.
Okay.
Say nothing, right? Because what happens is when you give your opinion, you're setting yourself up to be in controversy. Let's just say I love Trump. Then the other person says, well, I love Biden. I gave my opinion.
Mm-hmm.
So now whatever my opinion is, someone can disagree with it.
Not swayed by others.
Right. So what happens with that is to be a visionary is you got to realize, believe in what you're doing, and don't let other people take you off your path that say, no, it can't be done.
Okay. All
right? You have to have faith, really. Yeah. Right? And to be a visionary is to be someone that sees what they want and believes it, but no one's going to change them. You believe in it. You know how many people tell people they can't do something? Right? But yet they go forward anyway.
Okay, so that's a quality of an entrepreneur.
100%. Okay. That might be one of the greater qualities. Okay.
We got one more before we take a break. Larry, are you there?
Yep.
And
one of the things that I think is important is if you're a visionary, you've got to believe in having a business plan, kind of like your roadmap of how you're going to get there from here. Without a plan, you have a broad vision, but you don't have the details.
Okay.
But you got to be willing to change that plan, too.
Yeah. Yep.
Okay. You have a goal, right?
A goal.
Okay, so the quality, since you're in charge, maybe to shift when you have to or hold your stand when you need to.
Right, if something's not working, right? That's what the Japanese did when they went into GM. They saw the thing and said, if it ain't broken, don't fix it, because GM was number one. Do you know what the guy that was interviewed on Larry King? He said, we saw that sign, and do you know what our sign said? If it ain't broken, improve it. So Japanese went into the thing that they're always constantly looking to change and improve, whereas GM just kept going along the way with those gas guzzlers and wasn't looking to improve because they thought they were number one, don't change anything. But the way you stay number one is to improve.
Okay, you listen to different comments on qualities to be an entrepreneur that each of us think. We're giving out our input along with Larry LaBella on the other end of the phone here. We're going to take a short break, and we'll be right back and share more with you about the qualities we think an entrepreneur should have.
I'm talking too much, aren't I?
We'll be right back. Well, it's you.
If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. That's internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere. The purpose of the show is to have entrepreneurs help entrepreneurs. If you are thinking of starting your own business or have concerns and questions, call us. If you want to hear experiences, ideas, and tips from other entrepreneurs, or you just want to share your experiences to help another entrepreneur, call us. Or if you want more exposure via the Tantalk Radio Network and social media, call us. For more information, call 1-888-293-4802 or send an email to theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Studio lines are open at 866-826-1340 or 727-441-3000.
Yes, when the going gets tough, the tough get going. All entrepreneurs, I believe, if you plan to be one or want to be one, you're going to have to go through some tough times, and it's going to be many times you're going to want to stop, but you got to figure out a way to keep going. Is that right?
Right. I was going on what Larry said. There's a cliche. Larry, like, has good suggestions, I could say, put it nicely. So, like, I would just like to ask a question. I don't know this. Are you a professor at a college? Seriously. And it's a serious question. What do you do, Larry?
I'm self-employed. I have a business called Win a Job Fast. Does resume writing, training, coaching for job seekers.
Right. Like a teacher.
Yeah.
See, you're a teacher. I could tell by the way.
No, we're... I'm a trainer.
You're a trainer.
I'm a trainer. Larry may be a teacher. Larry, you're a trainer or a teacher?
Both.
Okay. Because I was going to say the cliche for what you said is people don't plan to fail. They fail to plan.
Okay.
And that's what you were saying, Larry, and I agree with that. But what my question to you is, look at Sears and Roebuck, right? In 1979, mm-hmm. Sears and Roebuck was the number one retailer in the United States. Number one, mm-hmm. they did more money than anybody retail-wise. Today, Sears and Roebuck is out of business.
Right.
Why? What happened from 1979 to 2022 is they didn't change with the times. Right?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Right? Same thing with Blockbuster. You can go on and on. You got to change with the times, and if you're willing to change, change means growth.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
I agree with that.
Now, this next one says, in order A quality of an entrepreneur is to be visible. So I'm going to give you my interpretation. Visible means you got to get out there so people can see you. You have to write something, publish something, get it where the public can see you so they can see who you are, know what you're doing. And so that's my interpretation of a quality. What's yours centered around that same thing in terms of being visible?
Yes, like you said, we have to be out of the community, make sure people know you and see you, and also, you know, like also what you're doing, because it's not easy to be visible. You have to make yourself visible.
Okay.
I don't know if you agree with that.
No,
you have to make yourself visible.
It's your opinion.
Yes, that's my opinion.
What's your opinion in terms of a quality centered around being visible?
Well, it just says it right there. It used the word invisible. Put the word invisible. Anytime you want to understand something, go with the opposite word. What does it mean to be invisible? Non-existent, right? What does that mean?
It means we don't know you. In
theories of life, there's certain states that people are in. And one of them is non-existent. And generally for that state, what that means is you're homeless. Right, in the human sense, we treat them. Also, some people will say they're invisible.
Mm-hmm.
The homeless, like
is
we try
a quality to have, or
right.
A quality
and
not
then
to have.
There's it's a quality not to have.
Okay,
right. So then there's I'm not going to go through them all, but then I'll just go to the number one. One is power. You're now in where you're non-existent means you're homeless, right? But then. I'm not going to go over each one that gets it, but the top one is power, and that's the entrepreneur that's in business, and he hires people. Like you go to a restaurant, and they have a general manager, and the owner's never even there sometimes, because mm-hmm. he's in the position of power, entrepreneur, where he can have a business, make money, and not even have to work.
Okay.
And that's the opposite
okay.
of being visible, is you don't have to be visible. If you're in the position of power where you have people you hire that do their job correctly and you still make money and okay. don't work.
Okay. Larry, what do you got to say?
Well, one thing that struck me, I learned a long time ago, there are times when you may have a decision to make and some people will choose to make a choice of how they're going to react to that. And other people will just let it happen. And oftentimes you get some really, really negative results. So the ability to make choices when faced with difficult decisions or things like that.
Okay.
Right. But the decisions have to be followed up with action. Example mm-hmm. is Francine was going to come to the radio show. You made a decision to come here. But were you here? What further action needed to be taken place? A decision doesn't mean results. You made a decision in your head, but you still had to get in the car and drive here.
Now, let me just...
Action follows a decision.
Let me ask you this. What quality would that be since she made it?
That would be a quality if she does what she says.
Yeah.
And then also, okay. too, is that she followed through.
Right. Okay. Bobby.
Oh, no, I was just agreeing with that. I just happened to be leaning here when I...
Yeah, okay, we're going to get the next one. Being creative is a quality. So I'm interpreting that in order to become an entrepreneur, you must have some sort of vision, then you got created. So a quality of an entrepreneur is creating whatever you see in your mind.
In your vision.
Right.
Your vision. Whatever you see in your vision, you're going to create that. Going to make that happen. You're going to make that touchable, you know, mm-hmm. physical. So it was there, here. That was your vision. And then you create that. And he became physical.
Okay.
That's what his entrepreneur does. And the thing is also you have an entrepreneur always, your mind is working, always something going on there.
Okay. Great.
Well, since you mentioned creativity, now collaboration comes mm-hmm. with that, along with that, because there's going to be times and, you know, you may be faced with having to take on a partner or take mm-hmm. on a, mm-hmm. or you'd be merging with another entrepreneur's business or something like that.
Yeah.
So that's the point where the my way or the highway doesn't work. You have to be collaborative.
Okay, Larry, you're hearing entrepreneurs sharing different perceptions of the same thing. Larry, what do you got to say around that part in terms of being creative?
Well, I think for someone who's the one, you know, coming up with creating a business, you got to have the ability between yourself and the people around you to be good brainstormers, to come up with new ideas or to solve problems. But nobody's lying by themselves. You got to succeed, you got to work with others to do that.
Right. Okay. We got just enough time for the next one. The next one I have is imagination. The quality of an entrepreneur has to have an imagination of something. So in other words, you have to imagine something, whether it's the outcome, where the starting point is. But some imagination has to take place in there. What would you say about that?
When you first imagine something, it's not real. It's the vision.
It's not real.
Imagine is uh-huh. vision, and you create. And that's what the entrepreneur do. Because I would put imagination and vision together. Visualize something. You imagine that, but it's not there yet. So you have to have all of that in your mind to become true.
Great.
Yeah, to me, imagination is thinking outside the box and realizing that you're going to have to make mistakes. Let's use Thomas Edison as an example. You know, it was all gas, right? But he had the imagination of a light bulb, right, that would run off of electricity. And he couldn't figure out how to get the filament not to burn out. And if you see with a light bulb, he had over 10,000 written experiments on how to make a light bulb. He was creative. He imagined a light bulb. Mm-hmm. I think and then they all failed. And they asked Thomas Edison, they said, how did you feel about having all these written experiments and you failed 10,000 times? And he retorted, I didn't fail 10,000 times. I just found 10,000 ways it wouldn't work. And now what happened is, if you look at the filament, it's enclosed, so the oxygen can't hit he finally came up with the idea, put glass around the filament, and then this way it won't mm-hmm. burn out as quick.
Okay.
And now we're given the light bulb, and now they have light bulbs now that can last for 4 years. Okay. So whenever you have imagination or you're creative, with that comes to get to the end result of what you want, comes failure.
Okay. One more, Bobby.
But you keep going forward.
Okay.
Not mine, but we can go to a break, though.
Okay. Bobby says it's time for us to go to a break, so we're going to go to a break. Larry, stay tuned. We'll get back to you when we come back. You're listening to myself, Brian, and Francis giving you our thoughts on the qualities of an entrepreneur, and we'll be right back.
I'm talking to myself.
Tampa Bay, Tammy here with the BCC Coupon Book. Tune in during drive time every Thursday, 5 to 6 p.m. on the Tan Talk Radio Network to hear the BCC Coupon Book radio show. We feature local small business owners with great deals for many services and restaurants in our listening area. And anyone interested in branding your business and getting your name out there, give us a call at the BCC Coupon Book, 727-804-6082. Have a great day, Tampa Bay.
The Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour radio show. If you have a business or are starting a business and you would like to get your business and brand more exposure, be interviewed on the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, Thursdays from 8 to 9 p.m. following the Employment Opportunity Hour. You'll get a custom 30-second spot, three-way exposure, a live visual interview, and live on YouTube and Facebook. And you'll get a podcast of your show via web link. For more information, call 888-293-4802 or email theopportunityhour@gmail.com. Reserve your interview now. If you've missed any portion of this broadcast of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour, you can go back and listen on the podcast archive page at internetradiopros.com internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. That's internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour. Once you get to the archive homepage, scroll down and select any episode you wish to listen to, or click on the podcast archive tab and listen to all episodes of the Entrepreneur Opportunity Hour. Again, that web address is internetradiopros.com/entrepreneur opportunity hour, the place where you can listen to this show anytime, anywhere.
Stop you. As an entrepreneur, you must figure out a way to keep going and not get stopped. You'll have a lot of barriers or fences that come up, but you have to figure out a way to get over them, and those are one of the qualities. But anyway, just before the break, we talked about the qualities of imagination. Larry, we didn't get to you, so I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
What was it again?
The word is imagination.
Yep,
that's all you can say is yep.
Imagination is key. If you can't imagine, it's like brainstorming. You got to be, if you want to be creative, you got to be able to imagine new things. First as an idea, and then flush it out in detail.
And the imagination doesn't have to necessarily be is the source of the new idea that you come up. The imagining could be, where do you see yourself at the end of this process?
Or like a child, too, if you think about it. Why do they say you can't teach an old dog new tricks? The reason they say that is because the imagination, they're set in their ways, right? But the imagination of a child, like, why is the grass green? Why is there a sky? How big is the ocean? You know, kids have imaginations. That's why you even see it in the, what they watch, fairy tales. Generally, is when you become an adult, you stop watching fairy tale cartoons, right? But kids watch them because they have imaginations. But do we have to be open-minded, but no matter what. And I'll tell you what, back to the homeless person. You know, you talk to that homeless person and you look down on them. You never look down on another person from a moral or spiritual hilltop. Never look down on anybody, never. That homeless guy, too, he could give you some really good advice, too.
Yeah.
Right? Because if you're not closed-minded and open-minded, you'll tend to see good in people.
Great.
It was something I remember, Gene. It was pretty amazing. There was a guy who had been the president of a major corporation. He made a choice to go and live on the street. And he was able to get some people to work with him, take his advice, his counsel. But some people say, oh, he's just, you know, like guy in the street. We're not going to pay any attention to him. Then they found out later he was a former CEO of a major corporation, and he chose to go on the street.
Yeah.
He didn't have any money or whatever.
Right. And then if you look at what Jesus did, right, like all his disciples were all misfits, right? Mm-hmm. And then even when he came from Nazareth, that's a misfit, you know, place. There's no buildings, no nothing. And then when he was born in a cave, right? Mm-hmm. Think of it. So it's. I think the most important thing, you know, entrepreneurs, I know, I get it, you got to make money and all that, and that's the deal. But really where true happiness comes is if you offer, and I would like to have both before I give you this, but if you chose $1 million or inner peace, I'd take inner peace all day long. Mm-hmm. So it's about, with inner peace, you have joy and happiness.
Now, I'm just going to comment on one thing. We all have imaginations. I believe every human has an imagination. Some step out and follow it. Some put it in the back of their mind and think about it all their life. So the purpose of this show is to help the entrepreneur just to understand that's okay with that vision and go out there and make it work. But we were talking about something just during the break. And the topic was, or the discussion was about a quality of an entrepreneur, just being who you are, just be you.
Right, that's so important.
Yeah, just like you and be you.
Authenticity.
Yeah. Right. And that was the thing, I'm not going to get...
I would say humble.
Yeah, that was the thing with Matthew. I'm not trying to get spirit. I hope that people don't mind I do this. But that was one of the character traits of why he wasn't put to death. He was a tax collector. And one of the reasons he wasn't put to death by the Roman, I don't forget his name, is because the Roman general realized that he would tell him when he was wrong, and everybody was so scared of this Roman general that everybody just yesed him to death, but not Matthew. And then he became to like Matthew because of the fact he was who he was.
He was just who he was. Yeah.
Right, so he ended up not killing him. Actually gave him a promotion because he was the first one just to be who he was and told the Roman general what he really thought. He turns out to become one of Jesus' disciples, actually, Matthew. But that's the true story behind it. Sometimes people respect the truth, and then also sometimes people can use the truth to hurt you, too, actually.
Okay, possibly the last one we have is, as a quality, you must be dedicated. It doesn't say must be, it just says dedicated here, but I'm going to say that you must be dedicated to your vision. As a quality, you got to be willing to stand for who you are and who you want to be in order to make all that happen. That's my opinion. What's yours?
I think go ahead.
I agree with that. You have to be who you are and then have a vision again to where you want to be and who you want to be. So it's one of the quality. The entrepreneur.
Okay. Larry?
Yeah, one I think of from Winston Churchill during World War II, the slogan was never, ever, ever give up.
Wow.
See, that's how he had given up, we'd all be, German, and we'd all be
something. Okay, so all you entrepreneurs out there, if you're thinking about it, you're hearing our comments as qualities that someone wrote down that they believe entrepreneurs should have, and we're giving you our thoughts.
On the top of our head, too, because none of us have papers in front of us. Yeah. Right? So we're talking from the language of the heart. Right? And I was just going to say about success versus failure. Success is never described the same way. Mm. So use it, like think of it, Francine, she wants to help people with her nursing and stuff like that. That's her definition of success. Larry is being a, I'm sorry to say this, I'm probably saying it wrong, but being a trainer and a teacher and passing on from what he has and giving knowledge to other people and hoping they become successful. For Larry, that would be success.
Yeah.
Eugene might be having a trainer, doing the same thing, but having a great radio show. But did you notice that the successes are all different? So success is never described the same way. But failure is described but one way. Failure is man's inability to reach his goals in life, whatever they may be.
It's never a failure, though. It's never a failure.
I don't like the word failure.
It's somebody made it up. So
I know, but
our role is to.
I'm saying if you don't reach your goal, right?
Yeah,
you failed. But everybody, right?
I understand.
It's the journey.
That's the
journey. Yeah.
Do you know what the most important thing on a tombstone is, Larry?
The space.
I'm sorry, what was that again?
What's the most important thing on a tombstone?
I know I've heard one
of those. I'll tell you what it is.
What is it?
It's the dash.
That's right. Because it's the day you were born, and it's the day you die, but in between that is the dash. That's the journey.
That's the journey. And all entrepreneurs, before they become entrepreneurs, they're on their way somewhere.
Yeah. We don't stop. We never stop. Keep doing the journey until the last day.
right.
Whoop. Don't quit before the miracle happens.
Can't quit.
What were you saying, Larry?
So I have one more that I think is really key.
Okay.
Is to be look acknowledge that you need outside resources, training, coaching, whatever. And I wanted to give you a few things. Like in Ybor City, there is a group called the Entrepreneur Collaborative Center, and they have over 7,000 programs to help entrepreneurs. Pretty amazing. They have a group their own time called Million Cups. The Million Cups is basically entrepreneurs helping entrepreneurs. Every meeting, two people present the basics of what their business is, ask for feedback, and get it. Tremendous. Okay. Then there's some other resources that they have here that are just phenomenal. Hold on a second.
Well, our time is just about ready to run out, though.
Yeah, I've got two more. The SBDC, Small Business Development Center, is at the Entrepreneurs Collaborative Center.
Okay, now where is that located? Excuse me. Where is that located?
They're located at...
What city?
Ybor City, 2101 East Pong Avenue in Ybor City.
Okay.
Just outside of Tampa.
Okay. The only reason I mention that is because people can see us all around the country at this point. So you never know. So it's always good to tell us exactly where it's at based on your location. It could be in Chicago or somewhere.
SBDC, Small Business Development Center, is everywhere.
Okay, right.
Not just here in the city.
Okay, so go look in your cities for those same entities, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm just going to say, thank you very much for your time, because our time is just about up. Mm-hmm. So I'm going to just say very quickly, Francine, you're new to the guest. Would you like to say hello to somebody in your own language? Or an additional language?
J'aimerais dire bonsoir à tout le monde qui a pu nous écouter ce soir. Et ça me fait beaucoup plaisir d'être là. Et je suis contente d'être là et de pouvoir passer mes informations concernant mon entreprise à la radio. Merci.
Okay, now thank you for saying that. Now tell me what it is you said.
I said I was happy to be here and be able to talk about my company here. And thank you for listening to me tonight.
Well, thank you very much for taking the time to come in. Thank you, Brian, very much for introducing me to this entrepreneur. And thank you, Larry and Bobby, all of you guys, for participating with your thoughts, because that's what entrepreneurs do. We help each other. Now, I hear the music, which means our time is up.
Okay.
Need you listen to Frank Sinatra singing My Way. I like to know, want you all to know that all the things that you like doing, have been doing, and been trying to do, you literally have been doing it your way.
I like Nat King Cole.
All right. So we're out of here. Stay tuned for the Employment Opportunity Hour, and we'll be right back, and we will see you next week.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.